Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Ba, ba, ba.
This is TwoBlackSheepRadio.com with Bob Granger and Dave Wilkerson.
We're being a black sheep. It's a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Well, here it is, another Thursday night, and you know exactly who you're going to listen to because my co-host, Mr. Bob Grange, and I, we had a lot of conversations today. Social media, this is going to be a funny one. You will learn, but I know it's going to be funny. Bob, are you ready to get social tonight?
I'm ready to get social tonight, but to be honest, you know, when we always talk about recovering, I don't even know if I'll ever be able to recover from this show.
Okay, well, yeah, so we're going to have a recovery after the recovery. Is that what we're going to do tonight?
Almost.
It makes sense.
I know it. How you doing, my man?
I'm okay. I'm still in Chocolate Town, USA. I took about a week after all my travels to sort of do a lot of nothing. I got a power nap in today that turned into a 3 solid hour, completely comatose in a coma type nap. But I've been good, getting geared up for the show, doing a lot of research, talking to a lot of people, and I think we're gonna have a lot of fun tonight. How about you, Bob? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing terrific. You know, it's been a busy week. You know, things are starting to ramp up. Everybody's getting excited. The weather's starting to break. You know, that you read about in the paper. You know, that longshoreman strike out there out west. You know, that's kind of been a challenge for us because you know we're in the LED lighting industry. You know, and the far west is responsible for a lot of the components, and so that's kind of really back some things up with some real major players out here, and we're getting pushed pretty good, you know, and we there's nothing we can do about it, you know, but anyway we're gearing through that. We're recovering, you know, and you know, so we had a long week, drove in today. I'm up in Gloucester now, you know, and foggy and rainy, you know, and the traffic was brutal, and just what I wanted. So I recovered from that, but one of the problems I have coming up here, issues I should say, you know, I've been talking about the health thing and exercising, and so I'm going on this new vitamin program, you know, that's supposed to help me, you know, and all this health stuff. But I was reading a lot about it recently because I'm getting started with it. I'll be starting with it shortly. I have to change a little bit of my ordinary habits, and that is big.
Oh gosh, old, I wonder what that is.
Oh, yeah, big black bold letters, you know, minimize alcohol consumption. And so just the thought of that. I'm having trouble with recovery just thinking about what I have to do. You know, and so, interesting, you know, but it'll be good for me.
Yeah, you can cut back and get a little healthy. It's okay. You know, it always sounds like you and I, like, well, when we get together, it's a different story, but when we're not hanging out together, you know, I may have a couple scotches every couple weeks. I mean, when I was down in Charlotte, I think I had one scotch. We went out to dinner and a martini because I just talked to you and you were having one. It sounded so good. But other than that, you know, I'm really pretty good. You know, my doc tells me, because, you know, Dave, that ounce of alcohol a day is okay for you. It thins your blood out. And I said, do I have any blood left? You know? And he's going, yeah, just keep it thinner. You're good. You're good.
Yeah, I've been minimizing mine. So I'm down to a couple glasses of wine just because, you know. And actually, how much better do you feel? Come on. It's ridiculous. You know, when you throttle.
I don't know, actually. When I have a couple scotches, I feel good. you know, for me, the bones stop hurting. You know, my heart seems to settle down. I think I fool it. You know, that's how it works. You know, but after tonight, I don't know, Bob. You may want to break the scotch out again because we're going to talk about Skype and Instagram, and we're going to talk about Facebook and ready for this one, Twitter. you know? So we're going to have a good time with it. But I think we're going to – I'm pretty strong in my belief that we're going to come with some great takeaways for people on at least the way we view not only social media, but how you can use it and how, for God's sake, you shouldn't use it. You know, that's my biggest thing. And I'm going to say part of that, my brain hurt segment, which I didn't record, so it's completely off the top of my head tonight. I'm going to do that. I'm going to talk about one of the things about Facebook that makes my brain hurt. But we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But, you know, Bob, let's give everybody first that foundation, that background. And I'm going to have so much fun using you as this example because I don't think you know what any of this means. So we're going to have to go through like a quick learning thing to find out at least what your baseline is so I know how to work with it from there. Are you ready for this, Bob?
Yeah, actually I am ready because, you know, I'm a big one. I love being educated. You know, and the more that you can be educated, the better off you are. I mean, and this is going to be brutal tonight for me, but it's going to be fun, and I'm going to bring a lot away with it. In fact, a quick story, Dave. I was talking to a real sharp man the other day, and we had been talking back and forth, and he texted me, you know, and he goes, "Are you on Facebook?" Right, and I said, "No," and then I texted him back, "Dinosaur." So then he comes back with me. He goes, "Are you on, you know, LinkedIn?" "No, dinosaur," you know. And I said, "There's reasons," but I says, "I've been told that I really need to get modern." And he said, "Some people don't really need social media." And so he was trying to make me feel good, you know.
Sure he was. Yeah. Well, listen, there is a time and a place. There's no question. I mean, nice thing is, some of the examples we're going to use tonight, we can go back to when you and I were little puppies, right, a while back, you know. But before we get into all that, I do want to just bring up a couple quick things about the show. I know everybody, we get a lot of calls, people saying, "Well, what about that Chicago radio deal? What's going on?" And here's the update on that. We're moving forward. I don't know exactly what that means just yet. I know that we're sharing more information back and forth. You know, I've told you this, Bob. You know, the only concern I have is I don't commit to anything unless I really believe I can follow through. And sometimes for me, this one show a week is just about my max that I can really do. I mean, I got a lot of friends that say, "I thought you were going to come up to see me," or "How come you're not doing this?" I said, "You know what? I just didn't want to make that decision." And so that's why I'm holding back a little bit, but it's very enticing knowing that not only will we expand our audience, I mean, we're getting almost 3,000 listeners each and every week, Bob, that come and listen to either live or through the replay. Did you expect that? I didn't when we started. I really didn't.
No, I had no idea. And we're kind of just getting started. It's kind of fun. I mean, I've been handing out my new cards, you know, my black sheep.
Oh, you like them, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I do. In fact, I'm almost out. And so I'm in the process of getting it reordered. You know, and you should see the look on people's face, though, Dave, when I hand them the card. It's hilarious, you know?
Well, it's nice because they get all those fun sayings on the back of it, too. You know, so it sort of fits right in with how we are, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yep.
Well, another thing we're going to do is that I'm going to probably make a big order of those cards that are more generic, that don't have our names on it, so that way our listeners can hand them out to people in their team and say, you know, "Join me. We're going to be doing this every Thursday night." You know, if we're not doing a meeting or something, you know, again, it's a lot of fun live, because if it's live, I mean, let me tell you something. If you and I say something we really, really, really shouldn't say, I guarantee you, before the archived version gets out, we're going to have to go in and clean it up a little bit, you know, but live is live, so you want to be here with us. Because you just don't know.
Pretty good, though. We've been pretty good, you know. I think
we have. You know, we're professionals. We're professionals. You know, but listen, tonight what we're going to do is we're going to go through the main social media pieces that people use, and we're going to talk about you know, some of the ways they've used them, some of the good and the bad. I've got a cute little clip we're going to listen to with someone talking about Facebook in general, you know, and I'll play that in between all this, but We're going to talk about Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. You want to be a star? You can be your own star with YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Skype. You know, so we're going to cover those, and we may throw in a couple others in between all that. I know there's Tumblr. There's so many out there that we could spend the next 10 shows going over each one individually. You know, but let's talk first, Bob, about Facebook. Okay, Facebook. Now, have you even looked at anything on Facebook?
No, never once in my life.
Not at all. Okay.
My daughter-in-law talked about it. You know, they'll say, oh, did you see what I posted that my daughter-in-law, did you see what I posted on Facebook? No. You know, I'm clueless on Facebook.
Well, then you're a great one. But listen, probably the best thing I can do, I'm trying to think of different ways I could explain what these are, these forums. And Facebook is probably the easiest one out of all to explain, because all it really is, it's like, remember when you had a yearbook? You had a yearbook, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, I know they had the printing presses around back then, but I just want to make sure. But you had a yearbook. Well, it's like if you produced your own yearbook and you had no editor there to proofread what you put into it. So you would throw stuff up there, and the next thing you know, it's out there. And it's out there for everybody, not only your friends, your pseudo friends, your acquaintances, but anybody. If you don't have the right settings all in place, does that make your brain hurt, Bob? Just that alone? Just thinking about that?
Well, it does, and it just seems to me if you get somebody that's, for lack of better terminology, a blabbermouth or something, they could do it like crazy on Facebook and get themselves in jail almost.
Well, that's happened. You know, certain things have happened where people have posted things and they tried to take them down right away, but it was too late. Somebody took a screenshot of it or whatnot. And, you know, people have been arrested, people have lost jobs, all sorts of stuff. So we're going to talk about that because, you know, Facebook also, though, is like probably your biggest address book. Okay, now, what's funny is it doesn't always include their home addresses because it's up to each individual if they want to post that. But a lot of people do. It amazes me. I mean, I don't know what I have. I think I have 800, 900, quote, friends. I probably have 200 requests for friends right now. And, Bob, what that means is somebody's sending me something to say, hey, I would like to be your friend on Facebook. And I have to either say yay or nay. And in most cases, I'm looking at their names going, I don't know who you are. Oh, you're a friend of Norbert's. Oh, that's good. Oh, you're a friend of... And I'm going through, I said, but how do I know if I like Norbert's friends? You know, just because he's a friend, do I want? So I end up leaving them there, and they just stay there in this holding position. And then I get people to call me up and say, well, how come you haven't? I say, well, what's your name again? You know, and I go, wait a second. This is friends? Is that how it works? So I think you have to separate in your mind Facebook for personal and Facebook for business. And this is where I want to spend just a couple minutes on this. I'm going to play this cute little clip. And then, Bob, we're going to talk about ways you could actually use Facebook that would make some sense. How's that?
It's good. It's funny that you mentioned that, you know, people are requesting to be friends. I was talking with my brother, and he was an actor, you know, for a while and did some shows on Army Wives. And and he said he was on Facebook with all these different actors. I mean, Stephen Baldwin, Alec Baldwin, all these different, you know, like Kim Delaney, all these different actors. And I says, really? And he says, yeah, they don't even know who I was, but I was on Facebook with them.
Right.
That's
right.
Interesting. You know?
It's almost comical, you know, but let's talk about it on a personal side. I mean, I have a personal page. I also have two business pages. You know, one is for our Two Black Sheep Radio. You know, we put one up there, and we use that to post information about the shows, the upcoming shows, some miscellaneous stuff, but everything we post there pertains to the radio show, okay? And we're keeping that, just that, separate, you know? So if you haven't gone to that page and liked it, you can find it, you know, from our twoblacksheepradio.com website. Go there, and it'll pop up, and just go like, and you go, like what? Just like it. It'll be okay. And then I've got, you know, one I use for my Ambit business, you know, it's called Fluid Leading, and I have about 600, 500 some odd people that follow, and I post a lot of things up there that pertain to network marketing specifically. But the reason I started that one was because on my personal page, I didn't want to plaster all my friends that aren't in network marketing, may never want to come into network marketing, may not be in a market that I'm going to be into. I didn't want them to be seeing 5, 6, 7, God, I've seen some 20 posts a day that relate to my business, that relate to Ambit or relate to a network marketing company. You know, so, and that's where I think people make the biggest mistake, is that they post just constantly. And Bob, I'm going to use this as an example. I think you could appreciate this. It would be like if someone came to your door after you've been traveling and you're beat and you're wiped out, you're at home, you've got your drink in hand, you're sitting down in your easy chair, and suddenly there's a knock on the door. And you get up, and it's somebody there trying to pitch you or sell you something. And you go, nope, and you sit back down. And then you check, you hear the door ring again, you get up, the same thing happens. It happens 30 times, 40 times within a half an hour. And the worst thing was, these were all close friends of yours, but they're pitching their business on their personal site, on their Facebook page. Would you want to get up and answer that door, Bob, the next time it rings?
No. Not right? At all.
You see how people just don't get that?
Yeah. Gosh.
I mean, it's no different. You know, I think that when we did... Or what I did, what I have with Facebook is I connect with the team. I want to know who anybody I work with, I'd like to know more about their personal life. I'd like to know about their family. And you know what? I love that. I love going into Facebook in the morning and at nighttime and just seeing what all of either the people, my friends, and a lot of the people that are in my team, they're all friends. I like to see what's going on. I feel connected to it, especially when some days I feel like a hermit. Nice to go there and see that they've gone out there with their daughters, their sons, they're celebrating, they're off hunting, they're going skiing, they're on vacation. It's fun for me to see that because now the next time that I'm chatting with them, I feel like I've had a I can have a conversation with them about what they've been doing. You know, I don't have that getting caught up type thing. So, I mean, that's a positive, Bob. It'd be like you and I, if we didn't talk, but every day we posted something on Facebook. And when we do talk, at least we had some idea of what the other was doing.
Well, I can see the point of that. I mean,
no, you can't. Come on.
Yeah, well, I can, but then again, I get fatigued thinking about how you might have to decipher through it all.
That's the problem.
So if you have tons of friends on there. You know, good heavens, if you get somebody that's a blabbermouth or something, or whatever you call a blabber type or whatever it is with Facebook,
that works.
It could get fatiguing trying to.
Well, yeah, it's overkill.
Yeah,
it's overkill. That's what it is. It's overkill. You know, I watch people, what they do is they spend their whole time talking about how they're going to be a million billionaire and how their opportunity is the best thing out there. And how you've got to do it. And what they don't get is I'm looking at their... Now, Bob, this is the explanation. When someone looks at a post that you posted up there, if they like it, they can actually click a button that goes like, and you start. They count the likes or comments, right? It amazes me when you watch people post stuff like that time after time after time after time, and they get like one like. Don't they get it? That people don't like it, right?
Yeah.
They don't get it. But they still keep doing it. You know, that's my biggest problem with Facebook, one of many. I think that it should be more for connecting with people the way it was meant to. I mean, I've connected with some old high school friends that I haven't seen since high school. And it's been fun. I mean, I've enjoyed it. But you know what? I have not pitched a single one of them on the business. Not a single one of them. Why? Because, you know, I haven't needed to, for one thing. I think that if someone is attracted to what you do, they'll ask you, you know, and that's worked for me my whole life. You know, I've always got a plan, but that seems to work better than that. But, you know, I think Facebook, in that sense, it can be a good thing. I think I can get you on it, Bob. You can actually start putting a couple posts on our Black Sheep Radio thing. Would you do that? Would you put a post up there occasionally?
We'll discuss it.
Well... How about if I put up there your Lone Granger segment, and it was available there each week after the show? We put it up there on the Facebook page too.
Yeah, but do I have to? You can just tell me if anybody likes it, though.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you, no one likes it, you know. So I mean, you don't want to go over it that way. But so here's the bottom line with it. If you want to use Facebook for network marketing, it's okay. But you've got to watch how you use it. You've got to make sure that you're not, again, if you could put yourself in the position of those people that are your friends, and whether it be acquaintances or friends or people you don't even know that you're connected to on Facebook, if you kept hammering somebody with the same thing over and over and over, you know, there's a rule of thumb. And when it comes to Facebook posts for business, they usually say post, you know, 7, 8, 9 posts that are a little bit more personal before you sneak in the one business one. You know, so for those of you who post a lot in business, shift it. You know, and if you don't have that much personal things that you want to share, well, then just don't post that much on the business side. You know, stretch it out over the week and post once or twice. I think it'll be more effective.
Well, it almost seems, Dave, you know, if somebody's trying to do this, you know, like any kind of a business contact or something, you could almost be construed as one of those MLM predators. You know how you get those predators,
Absolutely.
Dave, that, you know, they go to a family outing. You know, they say, oh, my gosh, I have 30 of my family here. I'm going to – and they become a predator. I've known people at work that, you know, at their jobs where people see them coming and they scatter. They scatter because they become this kind of an MLM predator, you know. And I would think that would be easy to have happen on Facebook.
Oh, even more so. Yeah, in fact, you know, there's something that's happened recently is we've had some people – that, again, because no one has a clearing for their friends that they accept. Some people, if someone requests them to be a friend, they go, okay, that's cool. And then what they don't know is then that friend that they didn't know all of a sudden is contacting all of their friends through the private messaging system because now they have access to them, and they're pitching them on another deal. I mean, their whole thing was to get you to say, yeah, let me into your warm network because then I'm going to go through it like Pac-Man took over Pac-Ville, you know. And that happens, Bob, a lot. A lot.
Yeah, I bet.
But I think you can use it, and I think you can use it to communicate. I know a couple of the other teams out there. I know Team 526. They do an incredible job up there. It's a private group, and all that means is you have to ask to be allowed to join it. So at least they have some way to sort of govern the people that come in and out of there. They've got a lot of people in it. But what's interesting to watch is a lot of other consultants are helping other consultants. So if somebody has a problem, they may post it up there or a question, and they may get 10 different answers. I mean, 10 good answers, but from 10 different people. And you know, I give them a lot of credit for using it that way. I think it's pretty positive. You know, but that's a closed group, a closed environment. It'd be like if, you know, you go in, you know, to an acid rock concert, you know that's what you're going for. You're not going for country. And I think that's the same thing. If you're going into that group, you're going to go listen to them. You know that it's about, in this case, it's about Ambit, so you're cool with that. You know, but when it's a public forum like your personal page, not so much.
All right. This is educational. I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Okay, now what you'll appreciate, I pull up this one clip of this guy describing Facebook, and I think it's sort of hilarious. I mean, but we're going to play this, and then we're going to talk briefly. We're going to go through the Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, and we're going to just give everybody a good understanding of not only what they are, but how they could or shouldn't be used in building their business.
You know, I'm beginning to think that the term social networking is an oxymoron. I think Twitter and Facebook particularly devalue the quality of friendship and human interaction. There's a culture forming now where people actually believe that they are being social by using Facebook and Twitter. It is true that by using social networking services and applications, you are indeed connected to people, but you're not connecting with them.
How do you like that, Bob?
You know, I'm telling you, that made great sense to me. Real quick story. Dave, remember Frank Hunsinger, my good friend Frank Hunsinger?
Oh, sure. Yeah, which another one of our weird coincidences, yep.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't that weird? But anyway, I was talking with him the other day, you know, and we were going over a bunch of things and just chatting, you know, because we've known each other since we were like 5 years old paper routes and that. We were just talking about life in general and the different generations. And he said the interesting thing was, and this made so much sense to me, he said today the newer generations are losing their social skills. You know, because back in the old days when, I mean, there wasn't anything to do. All you did was play ball or you hunted. We were talking about, we would walk for a couple of miles in the wintertime, you know, with eight guys with shovels. We'd go to a school, we'd shovel off, you know, like the basketball court. You know,
yep.
I would stand on Frank's shoulders and put our own nets up on the rims because we wanted to hear the swish, you know.
Which you didn't hear often, I'm sure, but yeah.
but we would play, and then we'd walk back home 2 miles, and then we did this with football and baseball, and then like young kids, you know, there was always fights between friends, you know. We'd get in all kinds of different fist fights, you know, and then there'd be everybody, a few guys would be mad, and so all of a sudden the band would break up for a couple of days, but you wouldn't be playing any ball. So one person, and it usually changed, one person would decide, okay, let's get on the party line, and you couldn't stand the party line very long. You know, you had 20, 30 seconds to call up somebody, you know, and then they had to call up somebody. It was true networking, you know, and say, okay, we're meeting at Frank's house. We're going to straighten this out. You know, Rusty and Grange, they shouldn't have been fighting anyway. This is all bull, you know, and so.
But you know Grange.
So all of a sudden we'd all get together, we'd straighten it out, shake hands, and we were back playing ball. See, you had to learn leadership from different angles in that and social skills. And today, maybe because of this social media stuff, people are getting away from that social skill. I don't know.
Well, no, there is a lot of truth to that. I know that it's really funny spending time down in Charlotte watching my grandkids. You know, now, you know, they're the age where they want to go outside, which I love the fact. They love going outside playing football, baseball, basketball, the whole nine yards. But I do recall going out there, and Ty was saying, he goes, well, no one's outside. And I said, it's gorgeous outside. He goes, yeah, I know. I said, he goes, okay, I'm going to go down to the corner. I'm going to ring their doorbell and get so-and-so to come out and play. And he did. And then they went to another house and did the same thing. He said, but you know, when we were growing up, we were outside already. You know, you could just yell, and suddenly people would show up. It's like you said. You know, we had to be nice to our team because it was our team. That means we couldn't play baseball if we had three people ticked off. So we had to negotiate with them, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
Well, now, Bob, instead what they do is they get on to Facebook and they send a negative Facebook post out talking about this. And then next thing you know, 40 likes from this one, other comments. And then it becomes a brawl. All in the public, but all digitally, you know, and then sometimes that carries over. It's no different with network marketing.
Right.
It becomes the same thing. If you want to cause a commotion, I'm not saying you do, but if you ever did, all you have to do is go in there and post into you know, one of the other network marketing companies, you know, Facebook pages. You post something really negative about them and how great your company is, and it's like piranha eating on a carcass. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, everybody's, and it's sort of like the politics of today. It's all the negativity. It's horrible to deal with. I think you have to limit your time with that, and you have to also think of how other people are going to perceive whatever you post or say. It's no different. We'll keep you away from some of them, like Twitter. Twitter is nothing more than yelling at people in 160 characters less. That's all. You know, when Twitter started, it's about what it feels like. When Twitter started, I mean, I have, I probably have about 6,000 followers on Twitter. And someone said, oh, well, you know, that's a lot. And I said, well, it was back then. I got all of those probably about seven, 8 years ago. I don't know. In the beginning, it was great. In the beginning, that's when I started to connect up with the PGA golfer, John Daly, the crazy guy. Wood figure, right? And we connected up on Twitter that many years ago. And then we found we had some other connections of people we knew and the whole bit. And, you know, so we chat back and forth occasionally. But suddenly Twitter, I would be accepting all these friends requests. And I realized I diluted it. I took something that was really effective And because I wanted to have more and more and be popular, the effectiveness of Twitter disappeared, and I've stopped using it. I think I posted once in 2 or 3 years. And I think the same thing happens with Facebook. Be selective and be a good friend on Facebook, and I think it'll come back in triplicate for you.
Yeah.
But you don't know anything about Twitter other than that, do you, Bob?
No, nothing.
Perfect.
And from the sounds of it, I'm not really that interested in knowing anything about
it. Yeah, you're good. Oh, you're good. You're good. Now what we can do is let's talk briefly about YouTube, and then after this I'm going to do your Lone Granger segment. But,
okay.
You know, YouTube is something that I think can be extraordinarily effective. Yeah, and I've done it. I've posted some YouTube videos from years ago, things that I shot and trying to explain and help people understand the business. And it was funny, just this last week when we were up in Scranton, I had someone pull me aside and said, by the way, I have to thank you for that video. And I said, what video? And I'm going, oh, what video? And she goes, no, you're on YouTube. And I said, oh, wow, I did that about 3 or 4 years ago. You know, almost when I first started out, I was explaining the 6-year plan. Remember, like I talked to you before, Bob, about 6 years to, if it takes you 6 years, then that okay? And she goes, you know, I was so discouraged, but after I watched that video and I listened to what you said, I felt good. And so, of course, I walk away saying, oh, man, I should do some more of those. And I realized I don't want to do more of those. You know, we got our radio show. It's working. It's more effective, you know. But I think you can use YouTube.
Didn't we do a fundraiser on your deck? Didn't that go on YouTube?
Well, yeah, I did. That was the one we did for the challenge, the ice challenge.
But with
our own little twist.
Yeah, I saw a few of those, you know. YouTube though, you know, I am a little bit more familiar with YouTube, but YouTube can be pretty educational. I mean, what about that thing on YouTube? Yeah, just the other day about that moronic dean from Cornell University, which should be fired.
That's up your way.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the best universities in the entire world, and this guy's take on that subject of ISIS was mind-boggling to me. And I can't believe that there's going to be a repercussion from that, because that was educational.
Well, I would think so. But, yeah, you are right. Listen, you can also learn how to do almost anything with YouTube. You know, and I've done it before. Like, I need to know how to take apart, like a shock off in my car. I'm able to go to YouTube and find someone who's done it and recorded it. You know, so it's really informational. Now, in your network marketing business, again, you got to be really careful. Just like anything else, who is the person you're listening to? You know, so if you watch a video of them, do you really know who they are? Do you know what their success is? There's a lot of people up there that will tout success but have none. And next thing you know, you're trying to follow them, but you haven't done enough research. So I tell everybody, when it comes to YouTube, just be careful and research those that you really want to follow.
I like it.
Well, you don't have a choice, because you know, I can always mute you out. No problem right there. Well, listen, let's go ahead and do your Lone Granger. We're on the high side of 9 o'clock. Let's do your Lone Granger segment, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about LinkedIn, Instagram, and Skype, how they fit in, and then we'll pull it all together. Okay, so here we go. Your good intro. It's coming up. Makes me want to go back to the 50s and 60s when I watch this live. Let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Well, Dave, here we go again. You know, it's that climb up the success ladder. You know, always remember your ABCs. Now, tonight, we're on the 14th letter of the alphabet, S. Last week was R, remember, and that was the focus was read and study and learn about everything in life. You know, get yourself good and educated. Well, S is a... There's so much potential. The first thing I thought about had nothing to do with that climb up the ladder, because when I thought of S, I thought of snakes, and I hate snakes. But then I started to think, focus in, and I thought, well, let me see. I mean, we could talk about specialize, you know, get into the particulars. And then I thought, no, well, you know, we're talking about success. How about sow? You know, I love Jim Rohn, and he always talks about sowing and reaping. I love that. But then I thought, no, I'm going to get a little bit more direct, You know, I'm going to lay it on the line because that's the way that I usually am. So here's what I came up with tonight for that climb up the success ladder. Ready? Stop procrastinating. Stop procrastinating. I mean, actually, it's kind of humorous, the subject tonight. I'm talking about stop procrastinating, and I've been dreading getting on Facebook a long time, and I know I really need to do it some of these days. But think about it. You know, most people are their own worst enemies because they procrastinate. You have to stop that. I mean, if you want to change your life, you have to do something differently. You know, and all it is a decision. And so if you really want to change, you really have to stop procrastinating. And do, everyone knows what they have to do. Set your goals, start over, stop procrastinating, and that's my tip today for your success ladder climb. What do you think of that, Dave?
Well, I like it. I was skeptic of you at first with your letter program you've done here, but now you've gone A to S. What are you going to do when we get to Z?
I don't know. Maybe just start over, because by then our audience might be bigger than 3,000. There'll be a lot of people that haven't heard this.
That could be. And actually, what I may do is I may make you come up with a different word for that same letter.
Well, that's okay. That would be easy.
I'm going to take you down, Granger. I'm going to take you down. That's what I'm going to do. But listen, I think I've already done that tonight, because I know you really aren't completely sure what you want to do or not do with social media. And I can tell you right now, listen, it's no different than what we've done in the past. Let's talk a little bit about LinkedIn. Okay, because I know you told me that someone asked you to, are you on LinkedIn, right? First off, did you really know what that was? Because if not, I can explain that.
No, well, I know it has to do more with a business deal. I mean, I have people email me all the time, you know, requesting, you know, to be part of LinkedIn or something. And a couple of times I email back, but you can't email back to them to say I email back, you know, like, and said, I don't do LinkedIn. But then, and then a kickback or something. So I have, what I have is I have hundreds of people that think I'm rude.
Yeah, well, I could imagine they would think that anyhow. It may have nothing to do with LinkedIn, but, you know, LinkedIn, really, and this is where you'll understand, because we're old school. It's really nothing more than a Rolodex for your business connections. Make sense?
Yep.
So what it does, and you know, again, I have a LinkedIn account. I've had it for a long time. I have 700-plus people that are in LinkedIn with me, and there's quite a few people that I, you know, every single person on there is a business person that I've done business work with. So there's connections there. It's a great referral network. I don't really work it the way you can. I probably worked it more for my golf business than I ever would for network marketing. Only because for golf, I can search for, you know, golf-related things, you know, suppliers and whatnot. And they're more apt to chit-chat with you because it's about the industry. You know, if you seek people out in LinkedIn and start hitting them, pitching them with a network marketing deal, you know, very quickly they're going to probably post something negative about you. So you don't necessarily want that either, you know. But so LinkedIn is not a bad thing to use. I think that probably the majority of the people that are, you know, listening tonight probably can't use it effectively, though. It's a tough one because you have to understand it really is about the referrals. It really is about being, you know, business related. It's got to be business oriented.
It's interesting, you know, like, now that I think about it, you know, I have a few of our sales reps use LinkedIn, and we've done projects with my regular business from a lead through LinkedIn because they connected and they started chatting, and then someone said, you know, this, that, and the other thing, and all of a sudden they said, well, geez, I'd be happy to talk to you about it. And it wasn't somebody that our guys pushing to get business, but it was kind of like they were building a relationship over that, which led to them, you know, like the person telling them what they needed without them really knowing it, say, hey, I think I can help you out. And we've done projects out of it before from LinkedIn.
Yeah, I mean, I personally, on a business side of things, if you're a business owner, I absolutely would be in LinkedIn without hesitation. You know, again, I don't use it the way I should effectively as well, but I have a lot of people that do. And like you said, you know, you get some real live business out of it. And I'm sure some people have been able to successfully go up to some network marketing people. I know I have gotten spammed from people, especially from a couple of companies that just went out of business. They were, you know, hitting me up, telling me how theirs is better and yada, yada, yada. I'm going, okay, well, boom, and I got rid of them, you know, because I really, again, in my own head, sort of like my business Facebook page and my personal page, I really try to keep things separated because otherwise life gets really complicated, especially with all these different, you know, social media pieces out there, you know. But that's pretty much LinkedIn, Bob. I mean, I think your business, I think it makes sense for you to explore that a little bit more.
We might be on it. I'll have to check with my sons.
Yeah, well, there you go. You know, and then the other two, and simple one, I mean, Instagram, we're not going to spend any real time on. The only thing I can compare that to is sort of like the Polaroid of yesteryear, you know, where you took a Polaroid and you had an instant shot and you share it with everybody. And that's sort of how Instagram is. But I was talking to my daughter earlier. She owns a really successful photo prop company, done extraordinarily well. And she said that she likes Instagram more than Facebook because of the fact that they can show their props, the photo props. They can show the, whether it be headbands or props that the babies sit in. And, you know, you can communicate back and forth. And, you know, I have to listen because she's got like, I don't know, 20,000 fans on her Facebook business page. And she probably has, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 fans on her Instagram page. And it does a real good job of communicating. And when she posts something, she usually has a couple hundred people instantly that comment on it. So she's building a great social environment. And for that, I think you can effectively use social media.
Yeah, it sounds it.
You have no clue, do you, Bob? This is really
funny.
I love this.
The only thing I understood about that, to be honest, was Polaroid.
Yeah, we don't want to go there with you, do we, Bob? Do you still have any Polaroids from the 60s and 70s? Not that you can remember that.
I think I do. Yeah, I think I do, you know.
Yeah, it's probably in one of those boxes that says, if I die, burn it. Don't open them up. Yeah, I get it. Yeah. I know that works. Well, and then the last one we're going to talk about tonight, and this is a simple one, and this is one I think you can use for your team for building, or even maybe sharing the opportunity a little bit, is Skype. Now, you know,
Skype.
You're familiar. Well, yeah, I think you've used that, haven't you, Bob?
I use a lot. I use Uvu. I use GoToMeeting. And so, I mean, one out of six isn't bad.
No, this is a good one. So why don't you explain how you use it and how you might use it in either working with your team or sharing the business, Bob?
Well, when you're working with your team, it's great because you get the personal. Yeah, I'm a big one for talking to someone. You know, I'm not a big one for email or text or all that stuff. And when you have Skype where you can have somebody right in front of you, you know, and sometimes I've been on Skype where I've been talking and training like people in a living room, you know, and they've had
right.
me on the flat screen, and it just makes it that much more personal. I'm old fashioned, you know. I just like the personal touch, and I like the way of looking in somebody's eyes because you can read people, you can read body language, you know, and also you get more out of people that way often, you know, and so that's how I use it. I use it sometimes. I've shown business presentations with it before, you know. I mean, it's a great thing, you know. I've talked with my grandsons before on them, you know. It's just
right.
It's just fun. It's a tool that's more personal.
Well, maybe that's a good example. Maybe out of all of them, Bob, that's the one that makes the most sense, because what you're doing is you're still being who you are and you're still letting them see you and you see them.
Yep.
You know, it's funny, is that there is a tie-in to Skype into our radio show. And they sent me a thing, and I said, now you realize that you could integrate it, and you could let people watch you as you and the co-host are doing the show. They could see you live. And I'm thinking, no, you see, that probably wouldn't be a good thing, you know?
Yeah, that's not
so
good.
We're, you know, but in the business side, I've got a good friend of mine that's in Israel. And we'll talk on Skype. And when my daughter, by the way, my youngest daughter, it's her birthday today. So she was, we've been talking on and off all day. But she reminded me of how we would Skype when she was in Australia. And it was a blast. It was a lot of fun. And I realized it almost feel like you're there. So imagine like I had a team in California and I would Skype with them once a week. And it was a predetermined time. And we could get in and I could chat with them. Even though I wasn't out there, I did feel like I was able to communicate with them. You know, so I think that Skype is something, if you haven't explored, everybody needs to look at it a little bit more. And I think that's probably out of all of these, it's the most effective if you're not recruiting. You know, and I know people want to use Facebook to recruit. I question that. I think Facebook, you should, you know, I like the idea of having friends and knowing what they do and you know, communicating back and forth and sharing each other's, you know, sorrows and successes and all that. I think that's great, but I love face-to-face. I mean, if I can't go face-to-face, yeah, I'd like to do Skype, Bob. That would make the most sense out of all these, don't you think?
I think so. Yeah, I really do. Yeah.
So after everything we talked about tonight, are you ready to get a Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Skype? Well, you can Snapchat. You gonna get an account right away? I can do it automatically.
No,
get you set up.
I'm fine with Skype. I'll probably start it someday in the future. You know, maybe the turn of the decade or something. You know, with LinkedIn or something.
Hey, Bob. Let me ask you something. Since you haven't had any of those accounts, it really hurts your business, right? I mean, you haven't really built a pretty dynamic network marketing business, have you?
Well, you know, that's one of the things, you know, when I was talking to that businessman, he said, well, you know, some people don't need social media. You know, I mean, I have a pretty good sphere of influence, and I'm honest with people, you know, and it's been working good. Could it be a lot better and bigger if I was also plugged in to some of these? Probably.
Maybe not.
Nope.
And maybe not.
Maybe not. Yep. I don't know.
I'm not completely convinced.
Yep. So, I mean, there's got to be a few dinosaurs of us left out here like me. You know what I mean?
I don't like the idea of someone hearing what I'm thinking.
No one likes the idea of hearing what you're thinking.
That's it, exactly. I know. Well, I don't know. Maybe the dinosaur that you keep talking about, though, is you do things in a way that it's not old-fashioned. It's personal. And I believe that that's – I think you can use all these tools to support your business. But there is nothing like getting out there and connecting with the people face-to-face. There is nothing.
I agree.
You know? Well, listen, I'm going to do a real – shortened version of my brain hurts. I do want to do this because it is Facebook related. And then we're going to wrap it up. Once again, you know, we nailed the show. So we're coming up on our last, we have about 5 minutes left on the feed. So we got to finish it up. But I'm going to do this shortened version and then I'll be right back. Well, this is Dave Wilkerson, and you're going to hear why my brain hurts now. And, you know, I know Bob loves that clip I do on the teacher from Jethro Tull, but my brain hurts. It's a simple one. My brain hurts. It's what I see sometimes happen with Facebook. And here's what I want to ask everybody who's listening tonight, and if you have a Facebook account, is that when you see someone post something up there that is negative, okay, you don't have to automatically respond to it. You know, sometimes if you don't, and I'm talking as it pertains to business, what you do is personal is separate. But I've watched some people do things like, you know, someone posted something up there that may have been a negative comment about their network marketing business or a customer, And next thing you know, I'm getting a call from somebody who's complaining about somebody who said, and they call up and they essentially tattle on somebody for posting something up there. And I'm thinking, right to what Bob's story about, you know, we used to just work it out. Now instead, it gets all over the text messaging. And next thing you know, someone said something which they thought was a little innocent, or they were just frustrated. And all of a sudden, their loyalty is being questioned. And you're having, you know, some of the top dogs that are screaming at people because of that. So if you've done that before, shame on you. And if you haven't, don't get involved in those things. Let, you know, the old thing about, you know, those who live in, well, glass houses don't throw stones, right? And there's a bunch of other sayings for that. And I think the same thing goes with Facebook. If you can't say something positive, say nothing. You know, sometimes you're better off just saying, well, that's the source. That's just the way it is. And you let it go by, and that makes it so that your brain won't hurt. So, Bob, you don't really understand that, but you also understand the sort of the name-calling that goes on sometimes, and it happens in our own industry, and I just really detest that.
Well, I'll tell you, you successfully made my brain hurt tonight.
That's okay. Actually, you're right. I could have done my whole segment on what I just did to you. But the truth of the matter is, there is a place, though, for all this social media. But it's a place. But the one thing I always love is the one person that you talk to, that you share the business with, and they say, I don't have any time. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, that's because you post 400 times a week on your Facebook page. I have unfollowed you. I haven't defriended you, but I've unfollowed you, which I can do, so I don't have to see any of it. But it's too bad, because then I miss the good stuff from you. But I don't want to see all just the junk. But you don't have any time, right, Bob? You don't have any time.
Everybody has time. They just have to decide what they do with it.
I think that's how it works. Well, listen, everybody, we had another great show tonight. We're going to do some other stuff. I mean, I've got some great clips and stats we brought out on social media. I've got someone developing the website to be able to put a lot more of this information that we don't use on the show, but part of our research, we're going to put it up there for everybody. We also, I haven't told this to Bob yet, shortly we're going to have up on twoblacksheepradio.com a way that you can actually click and make an appointment with either Bob or I to chat for 15 minutes on your business. He doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to schedule some time for him. But again, it's use of good tools that are out there, and it'll make our job easier because we can help our listeners even more so, and it will make Bob more confused because then he's going to have something else show up on his inbox that he has no clue what to do with. But I think you'll be okay, Bob. I'll get you through it.
You'll walk me through it. That's all we care about.
Yep. Well, listen, everybody, I don't have any fancy music. I don't have any fancy clothes because I knew we were going to run a little bit late. And I also knew that someday my brain hurts too much. I don't feel like doing a whole lot different than what we just did. But what I can tell you this is Bob and I have a great time with each and every one of you. We love the comments we get. It just drives us to make the show even stronger, more effective, more informative, and, of course, filled with a lot more humor because that's who we are. Remember one thing, being a black sheep, it's not a bad thing. It just makes us all a little bit more unique. We'll see you all next week. See ya. Bye-bye.